patterns are everywhere. If it's a pattern everywhere you look, that means it's a construct. And if it's a construct, if everything follows a pattern, and it does, and it has to, because God the Father is the pa. T is the cross, turn, pa, T, turn. Everything follows the pa. Jesus said, I've been with you this long. When you see me, you see the Father. Because they said, show us the Father. He said, I've been talking to you. We've been walking around in this 3D matrix, and here I am. Oh, Lordy. This is a trip. Somebody told me today that Joe Rogan said it has to be a simulation after Trump. You don't even need to see that. You just look around at the telephone poles, repeating the trees, the dashes on the road, this intersection. It's all repeating. See, they don't want you to know that it's a simulation, because you'll realize the stock market follows a pattern. Everything follows a pattern. Your stock price is going to come back up eventually. It's all a pattern. It's Wile E. Coyote, Roadrunner, the sine wave, down and up, down and up. I've been talking about it for a long time. Three divided by four tells you it's a fractal hologram. You might say, how? Number three is a whole number. Number four is a whole number. Three divided by four gives you 0.75. Seven is a whole number. Five is a whole number, but it's a decimal. And 3/4 is a fraction. And a fraction is parts. A decimal is parts. So you see the part, you have to describe the parts with the whole numbers. You can see the whole in the parts and the parts in the whole. If you take and bite on a piece of pizza and you rotate the pizza around to the other side, it tastes the same. You grab a slice of pizza, you eat it. You say, that's good. And you grab another slice and you already know what it's going to taste like, even though it's a different piece of pizza. The whole pizza tastes the same as individual pieces, and the pieces taste the same as the whole. It's a fractal hologram. When you're eating pizza, it's a fractal hologram. When you're working a job, when you're driving your car, what's happening outside is happening inside. What's happening above is happening below. It's all a fractal. They don't want you to know it's a simulation, and it's a fractal holographic repeat simulation, because if you know that, they can't put you in fear. And the devil wants to put you in fear. The devil doesn't want you to see that it's a simulation. He's already a defeated foe, but in the mind of some people, he's not. And so once you see the pattern, you can just live it out moment by moment. The devil's a defeated foe that you're going to overcome. The solution was already there before the problem appeared. And so you can't help but be an overcomer, because you know it's all simulated training, a simulated training program for your benefit. So anything that happens to you is to push you to the higher next level. It's all next level. If you can grasp the concept, but you have to be introspective. And when the same stuff keeps hitting you that you don't like, you have to make a change. You have to change it. It's hitting you to make you change. It's hitting you to force you to change. whether it's the food you eat, whether it's whatever it is, finances, everything is forcing you to change and wake up. I told one of my Uber riders about a month ago, I told her, it's the same repeat storyline to wake you up, to bring you, I didn't say this because I wasn't sure if she'd say it, but I was saying source is trying to bring you back to source. So the same repeat storyline is happening to bring you, to wake you up, to get you saved, get you born again. And then once you're saved, the same repeat storyline. See, source never changes. So the storyline before you get saved is to draw you to Christ. But the same storyline, see, keeps happening every day. To what? To get you to walk in the Spirit, to get you to grow. It's the same storyline. So before you get saved, the story of the cross is playing out everywhere, the sacrificial redemptive system that we're in. After you get saved, the sacrificial redemptive system is still playing out, but it's teaching you how to walk in the Spirit. Now, when we get our new bodies, it's going to be the same storyline, but it's going to be another level. It's just, the Mother Earth is birthing you from a natural creature to a spiritual creature. That's what's happening. You're being birthed to a spiritual baby. You leave your mama's womb and you're birthed into as a baby. You go through the growth process, 18, 20, 30, 40 years, to birth you spiritually, to grow you up, and then to birth you spiritually. So it's all birthing. The whole thing. So God is never going to change. He's source. So no matter where you're at, the physical body, the spiritual body, no matter where you're at, source never changes. God never changes. So he's pushing out copies to the next level. He's pushing you to the next level all the time, whether you like it or not. You can scream and cry and say, I don't want to give up my bitterness. I don't want to give up my unforgiveness. I don't want to give up my lies. I don't want to give up my laziness. I don't want to give up my gossip, my backbiting. I don't want to give it up. But source is not going to let you stay there until you. It keeps hitting you. You keep going around the mountain. God is hitting you with the same stuff over and over till you change. And if you're too stupid to change, you end up in jail or dead, probably. And if that's what you want, it's on you. I'm just watching some people do something kind of stupid, and they don't even know if you can explain it to people and you see it everywhere, it's really sad to know that people don't have access to this knowledge. Where you know it's a simulation. There's nothing new under the sun. What has been shall be, what shall be has been. Ecclesiastes tells you there's nothing new. And then you look at a motor, it just keeps repeating and rotating over and over. A Turing machine, over and over. A computer just keeps calculating. There's nothing new. So what's the purpose of a motor to keep... when a motor rotates, what's the purpose? This is it right here. If you can get this, you got it all. Ready? What's the purpose of a motor rotating? Around and around and around and around to create power, reproduction, produce. It's producing power. Reproduction, produce. Same word, reproduction. Look it up in the etymology. Produce, production. Birthing, whatever you want to call it. So the earth goes around and around and around. Stars around and around and around. It's all reproduction. It's all a machine to birth you to your new state.